Now, the movements are interconnected, of course, but can you find four separate manifestations, then, of that motto?
I think that motto occurs well over 100 times. I'm speaking now of the first version of the symphony. Well over 100 times in the first movement alone, and it is the opening statement of the theme. And if I can just say to you... Well, as you know, it begins with this theme... many times repeated, and that's the slow introduction to a later idea which goes like this. And those last five notes are insistently repeated, and then when the main theme begins, you hear it again, and so on. Now, I'm exaggerating the effect by just bringing out those notes, but if you listen with those notes in mind, you hear things like this. What you're hearing there is with the last note omitted. Mm-hmm. When you next move to the romance, and this is more overtly affectionate and tender music of the kind that one might simply consider to be love music, you hear this, and very beautiful it is too. And what that theme is, if you listen to it closely, is simply this, decorated. And just as if to confirm that, as soon as that theme is completed, you hear the opening theme, which you heard at the very beginning, stated again on strings. And then you say to yourself at this point, and even earlier, something's going on here. What is this theme that keeps on going C, something A, something A? You can't help saying to yourself, well, this must be an encipherment on some method or other, perhaps arbitrary, perhaps on some pre-designed plan, but it's an encipherment of the name Clara. And then you have that idea in your mind, and you then later come to read Schumann's diaries and letters, and you see that in 1841 he says, he is recorded as saying, meine nächste Symphonie soll Clara heißen, I will call my next symphony Clara, and he says, and in it I shall depict her, and ich werde sie abmalen. And really nothing could be clearer than, even before reading that.
That's the year of that first version.
That's what actually happened. Mm-hmm. I happen to be quoting here from the second version, which is the first version, heavily rescored and reorchestrated. Another thing you find about the first version is that Schumann referred to it as his Clara Symphony, and he gave it. It was his birthday present to her on her birthday, the 13th of September, 1841. And it was again in connection with her birthday that he returned to it in 1853 and rescored it and added other interesting counterpoints, but generally thickened the textures. And what he also did was to add additional Clara themes, as if to sort of reaffirm his devotion and loyalty and to re-emphasize the meaning of the symphony, but also in a way to say, it's all right to do this now because I've been doing it for the last 30 years and no one has noticed. So we can make free with this idea, and it can be well used as a compositional device. And when he comes at the end to say the theme again in the major, the last movement is a kind of triumphant finale. And what it seems to say is, in the musical language of the manic depressive, that he has been, and I'm sure he had good reason for thinking this, that he has been guilty and unworthy of Clara, and has had all manner of psychic problems and distress. But in the future, the music seems to say, all is going to be happiness, radiance, and light, and I will prove worthy of her. In thinking of the Clara Symphony, he isn't just saying things about her; he's saying things about himself and their relationship, and making a programmistic type of music pattern. That's as I hear the music.